the competition at Tullamore today was the National Senior League, and in the last few minutes it's just finished up, and yet right to the bitter end it was exciting for the Donegal club Finn Valley, because they were fighting for a top three spot here against a couple of Dublin clubs and Cork, and in the end in the Premier League, now this is a couple of leagues going on here, but in the Premier League Finn Valley finishing third, they'll be very, very happy with that return, a great team return, and in the last few minutes they only solidified because they were in a battle with Carlow for that third spot, and a 4x4 relay 4:08 return, only beaten by Leeville and Dundrum South Dublin to finish in third in the relay. That brought them up into third. That copper fastened them in the third position. So they'll be in the medals. They'll be in the team medals. So they'll be coming down the road really, really happy. So who scored well for them? Well, Sinead McConnell, Eimear McCarroll, Arlene Crossan. She ran a very interesting, very, very good personal run. Amy Timoney, Janine Boyle, and Amy Green. So, and Jade Leeper, indeed, and many others. But those were the people who got the strong points. So well done to them. In the men's, Finn Valley finished seventh in the Premier League. Kieran McCarroll, Joseph Gillespie, a winner in the triple jump. Oisin Toy, John Joe Doherty, Stephen Slevin, and Conor Breston, the strong scorers. But again, emphasising, it was team. Every point was vital. And in the Premier League, Finn Valley, third in the women's, seventh in the men's. And more further good news, Tyrconnell Athletic Club, they were competing in Division 1, which is one division down from the Premier, and with the help of a couple of Lifford Strabane athletes, they also had a brilliant return. They won Division 1. The good scorers for them were Siobhan Doherty in the walk. There was Ashley McCardell guesting for them from the Lifford Club. She won the high jump, she won the hurdles, and then we had Danielle Gallen. She won the hammer, and she finished third in the discus. Big points there. And then we had another good return as well from Emily Kelly in the 400 metres. Those were vital points. And indeed in the 4x100 metres, the team there, McCardell, Campbell, Kelly and Ava Anderson. So Ava Anderson indeed won the shot. So Division 1 team winners, Tyrconnell, and a big return in the Premier Division, which is the real strong element of the competition on today. Finn Valley third in the women's. That was the story there yesterday. Well, yesterday we had a lot finished up. That was day three of the underage championships, and it was a case of a number of Donegal athletes once again getting medals. And before I even go to that, over in Belgium yesterday, Fintan Dewhurst from Glente is a member of Tyrconnell. He returned a 52-odd over 400 hurdles, and that's a B standard for the World Under 20 Championships. So he should indeed gain selection for the World Junior Championships in Peru in a few weeks' time. So that would be a big plus and a big experience for him. So that's Fintan Dewhurst from Glente's, from the Tyrconnell Club. Other medal winners, well, Riona Doherty, Stephen Slevin, and Kitty Louise McMonigal, they were Finn Valley medalists. Then we had Tyrconnell medalist Oliver Pollock and Ethan Dewhurst. And Ethan Dewhurst was in action today, back on track today for the senior team with Tyrconnell, doing extremely well once again. And Aoife McGeehan of the Olympic Club, she's out from Glensfully, of course, she won the javelin. But not only she got second in the javelin, but not only did she get second in the javelin, and I adhered to this some weeks ago, she's probably potentially the best javelin thrower that's come on the scene here in Donegal. She was in the under 16 javelin. She threw 37.84 for second. Now that's good javelin throwing, and that's up with the best that we've ever had in javelin out of Donegal and female throwing. Obviously there've been one or two others, but that's for a young girl, that's good throwing, so well done to her. And the big result underage yesterday was by Keelan McFadden from Cranford, the Creasla lad, 3:55 and a really, really top 1500 metres race. And interesting, because he had just returned from Slovakia, from Banska, from the European Under 18 Championships. He wouldn't have been very happy with his performance there, but would have gained immense experience there. So he got his act together, really pulled it together, got back, refreshed himself, and was on the line once again. And now, as an under 18, moving to under 19 soon, you know, into that junior, senior, adult end of the sport, the big challenge for him now to to get across into the senior athletics. But he has done so well. You know, I've been talking about him Sunday for years. McFadden, and yesterday a national championship gold medal once again for the Cranford athlete. So well done to him. Well done to his coach Eamon Giles, and well done to the Cranford club. He's been a great ambassador for Cranford Athletic Club. Also a triple jump medal for Kieran Mund from Lifford, and a couple of medals for Leonard Kenny, Katie Elliott, Philip McGee and Sarah O'Keeney. So that finishes the story for the underage athletics this year, and at Outdoor Athletics. Basically now we're in a couple of weeks of a break to an extent, but the Masters National Championships are back in Tullamore next weekend, so there's always something going on. But next weekend, that's the story, back in Tullamore next weekend, National Masters Championships. But it's been a hectic season, and it ended pretty well today with that third Premier Division finish for the Finn Valley women, and the Division 1 women, Tyrconnell, winning their section as well. So all in all, Donegal, the flag flying high for them and strongly for them. So well done each and every one of them, and indeed their coaches and supporters, as they make their way back this evening.